I'm Rabbi Mina, Mina Lord. How do I know Abai? Says, where do I have a raya that the sheer mavoi is daladamas? The sanya ain mavoi niter belechi v'kaira ad shu bati v'chatzeres psuchen l'seichay. V'ibed dalad hechemish kachas lo. For Tabaye, that it's impossible to have a case of batim and chetzerois open to a mavoi that has walls that are only going to be for a tefachim. Now notice, we spoke about this yesterday, in the Machlekes, the Abaye and Rav Yosef, and it sounds like there's only two options. It's either dalet tefachim or dalet amos. So Abaye's raya is, it can't be dalet tefachim, or karchik, it's dalet amos. We spoke about this, the shurim. Shir Mokum, Shir Dira, Shir Ishtamshus. So Abaye is proving it can't be the Shir Mavui is a Shir Dalet Tefachim. Al Korchik, it must be a Shir Dalet Amos. Why? Because if the case, if the Halach of Mavui is that it has to Batim Chatzeres Psuchim L'Seichai, if it's only Dalet Tefachim, it's not going to work. V'chi Tema, the Pasach La B'Defen HaMitzoi, Armav Nachman Naktina and Ezum Mavui Shenita Belechi V'Kaira, Kol She'orka Yeser Al Rochbay. So in other words, we cannot have the mavoi, the width of the mavoi cannot be longer than the length. Here I use the word width just as a translation from English. It means the short, the oirich here means the side that you enter in from. And therefore we conclude that Al-Karchach says, Abai, we have a clear raya, that it must be that the shear of the mavoi is dalet amos and not dalet tefachim. Okay. Now, W asked me this morning a very good question. I spoke about it. That W. You asked me a very good question, and I searched for this question, and I didn't find it. W wanted to know, why can't we say that the case is talking about whether Tzuris HaPesach that's done? Tzuris HaPesach, which would seem to be considered a stima. Let's say the entrances from the batim and the chetzeres are tzuras pesach. Let it be a simple tzuras pesach. So, I didn't find anyone speak about it. So either the answer is obvious, or it's not so obvious and no one thought of it. So you were the first. I thought of it too, but in a certain sense, what could be the answer? The only thing I
run apart. It parts from what I meant. The whole thing.
The pesach will be matir less than the.
Why not?
The
why not? I have dalet tefachim.
No, is it not all parts? Even though it's pesach.
If you hold, I'm going now with the assumption of Taisus that it's a dalet umashu. So I have tzuras pesach and dalet on the side.
Yeah, but is that not called parts? Tzuras pesach.
No, it's called sosim. No, it's not.
Four ways, right?
Pashto is not. I mean, that Rambam, other Shrishanim, we'll see that later, Mitzvah. But according to many.
What? Okay, so.
According to many, if not Ravi Shanim, we're going. According to many, if not Ravi Shanim, it's considered Sosin. So that bothered me very much. Now, I do believe, I don't remember where I know this from or how I know it, but the Lechi, the Alacha, the Lechi is Matir, is only if it's connected to a Kaisel. Can I be connected to a Tzuras HaPesach? I don't remember where I know that. And that, for the time being, is my answer. It just can't be, because the Lechi can't be. And so what, one side Tzuras HaPesach?
No, I mean, you're Lechi, Kaira. So who are they, Kaira?
How does it make sense in Tzias?
What's the problem?
How does Tzuras HaPesach use Dal Tzvach? The Lechi has to be a Mashu, the other Lechi has to be a Mashu, and the Kaira. So once I have the Lechi Mashu, I'm left with something which is less than 3 Tzvach, and I don't have a Pesach anymore.
The tzad is four umashu.
Well, that's the rishon, which is net patzimin. The rishon deal with that. There's no difference between that and patzimin.
You're saying it won't fit because of the.
That's what she just said. Patzimin. Once we find two things that have patzimin, it won't fit.
Yeah, the Ritva suggested that the semen would be part of that mashu.
You just pay paint.
If that's the answer, okay. And I don't know. I believe there's a halacha that the lechi has to be connected. You cannot connect a lechi to a tzuras pesach. We'll have to see. We'll have to see the later sugas will come up later. If that's the answer, that's the answer. All right. In the meantime, let's start first with Rabbi Kveger's question. Rashi said, "Ve'i amars v'dalad havi mavoi heyach niter ba'erach arba." Zok Rashi mikti miut chaserish time vein pesach pachis midalad veich yiftach pesach roich v'arba b'meshach hamavoi shein ol dalad ayein makam tzimim ve'oid kulei paritzu. So Rabbi Kveger is bothered by the hakdama mikti miut chaserish time. Frank Rabbi Kveger says it's mash from Rashi that the only way to ask this question is if I had both stodim as having requiring psachim. Rabbi Kveger would be enough to say one sod doesn't has a pesach. You can't fit a pesach into one sod. Why is it necessary from Rashi to introduce the case Dafka is talking about where we have two stodim? Says the Divrei Yecheskel in answer. He argues based on the Ritva. The Lashon Ritva, when he actually brings Rashi and describes the issue of the sugya, he says, I need a heker mavui. He says, the heker mavui requires, I guess, now I'm teaching a little bit, an enclosure. So there, that if I only had, if I had one side open, at least I would have a tzura of an enclosure. I have one wall, plus the Pesach. And Pesach is imagined to some extent, the Kaira maybe. But whatever, that would be enough already to have a heker mavui. Since I need to have both stodim being eliminated in order to have the question, I don't have here heker mavui, what's the case? Good. Ad kan divrei Yecheskel. Put it on the shelf for a moment. We'll come back to it maybe later. It has to be, well, he's saying it has to be recognized as a mavui. So I'm assuming, this kind of answers your question you guys asked me this morning, to be recognized as a mavui, it needs at least sort of an enclosure. So he's saying if it's open on both sides, you have nothing. You have absolutely nothing. At least now, when you have one side open, so you have already the tzur of an enclosure. You have the right angle. You have already the Pesach, to some extent. So you have the tzur of an enclosure. That's already a tzur of smavui. So he says, in order to eliminate to take off the heker mavui, you need both sides open. Ad kan, the Divrei Yecheskel. Yitzhak Hashem, maybe we will come back to the Divrei Yecheskel, b'meshech hadvar. All right. Taisus. When Rashi, Taisus brings Rashi, the Pasuk Lei B'Keren Zav, it's like Rashi. Pirish B'Kuntres, Tefach Mina Pesach, B'Doifen HaMtsoi, U'Shloish HaTfachim B'Doifen HaMeshach, V'Chein B'Tzidoi Sheni. So as you see in your picture, you have a wall of one Tefach on each side. And then you're going to have, the way Rashi will come out, it'll be a three tefach space and one tefach. Then you have two tefachim in the center. So you get, says Rashi, a tzura. A tzura that will have the case of four tefachim of an entrance. So Tosfos Leidak. Dim Kane in a Pesach Rochav El Al Kson Shel Gimel Tefachim Al Tefach. Tosfos says, then what that will do, it will lead to a Al Kson, an angle of a triangle that's 3 by 1. V'inei einenu royis she'ein Al Kson Shel Shloish Al Echad Magil Al Kson Shel Tefach Al Tefach. So, what Tosfos is asking, of course, there's a whole D in here, what Taisus means. When he says tefach al tefach, does he mean dafka tefach al tefach? The marshal. Right? Marshal draws the picture like I have in my, in here in the Ois V'Hodr. That's how the Marlbach goes, which Rabbi Kveger has. We'll leave that for a moment. What Taisus is asking is that the way Rashi draws the picture, you're not going to get a Pesach, a four tefachim. It's going to be less. Therefore, says Taisvis, obviously Rashi's picture is incorrect. We have to draw the picture otherwise. I assume that the Kavanah of Taisvis is like the picture we find in the Rashba. The Rashba says the correct way to draw this is to have walls that are half a tefach. He says when you do that, you will end up with a middle wall that is going to be about 0.1 or 0.2 of a tefach. And therefore, you'll be able to get diagonals that are four tefachim. So Taisus is solved. Taisus explains himself, assuming Taisus is like the Rashba. He doesn't explain exactly how you draw it, but I assume from Midvarav that that's how it'll have to be built. The question is, what does Rashi hold? Taisa says lay duck. It can't be Rashi lay duck. Rashi didn't know enough geometry to be able to figure out that that's not going to be arba tefachim. Krachit Rashi understood. So what then does Rashi mean? So al krachim, the only way to get the arba tefachim is three this way and one this way. What does that mean? Why do we draw up psachim like that? What's the issue here? What is Rashi saying? What's going on? What's happening? Okay. Sarach Bir, what's the machlekes here? Rashi and Tosfos. What is happening? Why does Tosfos understand this? He's only diagonals. If indeed that's the solution, three and one, which is, seems to be the only way to go, that's what Rashi is saying. Why is it that way? What's the issue here? Okay. We'll minimize that for a moment and go on to something else. In the rules of Psachim, rules of Mechitzas, I'm sorry. So we know there's a rule, a general rule, of what we call Oymed Ruba Ala Paratz. In order to have a wall, a kosher wall, so the space that's filled, this Oymed, the actual wall, has to be Oymed, has to be larger than the Mokum that's Paratz, the empty spaces. Without getting too deeply, and there is machlekes and rishonim on almost everything, at every point, but one thing seems to be clear, that in, there's some concept here, that when I have oimed, and the oimed is merubah laparetz, and the paretz is not too large, it's not more than, let's say, a 10 amos, we won't go into those halachas now, they're small spaces, it turns those spaces into a pesach. Why is that necessary? Very simple. Because if it isn't a Pesach, then I have a break in my mechitza. What kind of divider is it? It's paritz, it's broken. When I have oimid merubah laparitz, or oimid kaparitz, machlekes amoraim, and it is seems to be a malach, machlekes alach al moish misinai, we pask in oimid kaparitz is kosher. When I have a shear of oimid kaparitz, so my paritz is nidain kapesach. But here's the question. In other words, I have, let's say, a wall, make it easy, and another wall. What makes this space between the walls a Pesach to this wall? How is the Pesach, the space that is deemed a Pesach, misyaches to the two spaces, the two walls, to the larger wall? Is it because, you understand what I'm asking? Is it because the mechitza, by virtue of the way it's set up, it gives a tzura to the wall? And therefore, the space between the wall is automatically assumed to be the pesach that is between the spaces, the oimed of the wall? Or we could say something else. What gives the mechitza its tzura of having Pesach is not mitzad the mechitza itself. It's mitzad the reshus. By virtue of how we see the mechitzas being set up, there's a reshus here. We can see a domain being created. The mechitzas are assumed to be surrounding the domain of the reshus. Mimela, the Pesach is there because it's filling in the imaginary mechitzas. I call them imaginary. The imaginary mechitzas that are deemed to be surrounding the reshus. Follow what I'm saying. The first side is saying that the mechitza, the tzura of the mechitza, is creating the Pesach. You have two walls, a space between. It's assumed that the space that is filling in the two walls is the Pesach. Memela, this is the tzura. We don't have a tzura Pesach here. We are talking about without. I'm not getting into tzura Pesach. This is a regular din. We're gonna have this all over the place. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna get there. Yitzchak Shemitz. We're coming out of our years soon. The idea is without a tzura Pesach. So it's a whole different halacha. Without it, just wall standing in an empty space. You put up a sukkah, and you put up wall, and an empty space in between. The space is deemed as a Pesach. You can have, in fact, Rashi says in Sukkah, you have unlimited psalchim in your Sukkah. No shear in psalchim. Have a lot of them. But the idea is that the oimed is what's between it. But what creates, what's here? There's nothing here. It's empty space. Does it come mikayach, the tzura of the mechitza itself, the oimed sections? I don't have a good English word for that. The oimed sections, do they give the tzura? Or something else? Betzim, I just have, you know, pieces of wood standing up. Where is my mechitza here that says this is the psachim? It's because we can see from the mechitzas that there are a messiah or a shus. The rishus already is giving. Mitzad, the fact that there is an apparent rishus being created by the mechitzas, it gives a tzura to the mechitza, and therefore these are now become the psachim that are mitzurah to the mechitzas to give it a tzura of a mechitza to the rishus. In the Chazon Ish is actually in Davov. Oh, no, this isn't the Chazon Ish. This is the Chazon Ish. He says, Chazon Ish is talking about something else entirely different. But he says, V'nira dekevin zov is mikri, kol shapiritza oicheles mizrach v'dorom, v'chayoytze bo. V'ein afkusa b'shiura, shefilu kol apiritza b'mizrach, kol shein, listen, kol shein kaisel doroim, magia neged kaisel mizrach, shim yarech kaisel mizrach l'doroim, lo yifga b'kaisel droimi, mikri keren zovis. Chazon Ish says, if I have a wall, and I extend the wall to the end, to the corner, and in that corner, there's no other wall there as if to be mashlim, that's the case of Keren Zavis. So in other words, a case like this, this is what is being referred to as Keren Zavis. Why is that Keren Zavis? He explains. The time of the Keren Zavis, mishum dechol pirtzin iteris v'ayman meruba. Keren Zavis is, a pirtz is only going to be mutter because of ayman meruba. Aval hocha kevin shein kaisel neged kaisel. When you don't have a kaisel, can I get a kaisel? The kaisel, if you keep going, goes out into thin air. What's the place? Aval kocha kevin shein kaisel neged kaisel mizrach bitzad daram im kein leishayich li doid ben mebruba. Vama damar taima de pischa bekeren zavis le avde hainu li tein tam shalei nachshav esh rishus hamukif ba'alaksoin. So I understand him to be saying like this. With Pshat Chazon Ish, I don't know. I understand it this way, but I'm certainly going to learn it into our sugi here. Mechitzas are, when you extend the mechitzas, we said before, and you see it as hitting the other mechitza, then what's deemed between it is a Pesach. What happens if you get to a corner? So if I have a corner which has a wall that goes to the end and another wall this way, so if the wall extends, it hits the other wall. It's a perfect corner. So this becomes a Pesach in my corner. That's fine. Says the Chazon Ish, what is the case of Keren Zavis when it comes like this? Why? Because he says, this man, we're going to have in Davov, says, Pischa b'Keren Zavis li'avdi, and she means you don't make corners in diagonals. So here, the only way to connect the two walls to make the Pesach in between is with the shape of a diagonal. You don't make diagonals. That is the assumption of the Mandamar holds, Pescha b'keren zavis li'avdi inshi. That seems to be the premise of Taisvus. Taisvus is assuming this Mandamar, how we answer. We're going to say anything for Rav Yosef, it's going to have to be because he understands that we do make a Keren Zavis in the Pesach. And Tosfos' understanding is, therefore, as I'm making in Balakson, I'm making an angle. For Tosfos and Rashi, where's the angle? I'm sorry, where's the shear? If you draw your way, Rashi, it's not going to work. You don't have enough. Therefore, Tosfos requires that the shear be with a small shear in the Mavul. Another shear here. The shear alakson is going to be for tvachim and give me the shear. Taisus is assuming that the yesod of a Pesach is that which is between the oimed of the wall. So Tosfos said, if that's the case, here's a wall and here's a wall, the only way to envision the Pesach is between the two oimeds. Therefore, it has to be Balakson. I suggest Rashi has a whole different Havana. Rashi's Havana is that based on the way, that's why it's important, it's crucial to have that Tefach Mechitza here. Based on the Tzura, one here, here, there's a kind of Rishus Mavui that it's being developed in the middle. That Rishus Mavui that's being developed in the middle allows me to envision my Mechitza's Taka in a right angle fashion. So I see the wall as actually going to the end. That's one, and then another corner going this way too. There's nothing there. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, according to this Madar, Lefi Rashi, Pischa to Karen's obviously Avdei Inshi, means what? Means that you don't have, you Taka don't make Psachim in the corners in this fashion at right angles. But Rashi's understanding is that the Rishus is what is Mesamein the Mechitza. Since it's apparent this is the way, the structure of how the Mavui goes, that's the way we're going to envision the Psachim of the Mechitza as well.
Well, why is that so apparent? Why can't it be a Mavui which is smaller over here and bigger over here?
Because it appears, the way the Mechitzas are structured, it looks like I'm trying to Mesamein a square place. It doesn't have to be. It has the Tzura of that. Well, I want to make Dalet al Dalet, but even that, I think it's Mikayeth Mechitzas themselves. So he has a two. It's what it looks like. It looks like you're trying to make a spot like that. So I'm putting. He understands the Pesach can be in the corner.
Saying that Kaisel has a Kayach to keep on going until a certain amount.
If the Pesach will keep on, that it can keep on going until what appears to be the end of the Rishus. So because there's a wall in the back, that seems to be the end of this Mavui. So my wall seems to keep going until there, and then the wall over here seems to be going until there, and they meet in the corner. As in the corner.
Why is that then in the Tzura of the Rishus? Meaning, if we extend both Mechitzas, imaginary, they do meet, like you just said. So, why wouldn't that be the Kayach of Mechitza that creates this person?
Not the Tzura.
I mean, not the Tzura of the Rishus. No. The Tzura of the... Just we're able to do two imaginary...
Because I see it as the Rishus. The Rishus is creating the Tzura of the square.
Why does the wall create that sort of?
Well, because the wall's facing that way, you mean?
Because they're going to meet eventually. Once
you mean if we kept building the wall?
Correct.
You want to say it that way? You could say it that way. In other words, you're saying is that the wall itself seems to be misamein itself. It's rishus. That's fine. What I'm just trying to say, it's not between two walls. Chaznish clearly understands that the Pesach is something that is created between two oimeds. Rashi doesn't. It doesn't have to be that way. For Rashi, it's just the hemshich of I see it as the hemshich of Rishus. You want to call it hemshich of a wall, fine. But it's part of the Rishus. There is a massive nafkamina between these two tzadim.
What's the question from the tzimin?
You mean Rashi? What do you mean?
Rashi's giving you a sugya, starts by setting out there has to be the tzimin.
Well, because if there'd be no wall, there's nothing there.
There is a wall, but just not...
Where?
Let's say the chater is bigger than the mulberry. The chater has walls.
We're talking about how if there's nothing on the tzadim, nothing on
right.
The sides...
Why do I have to have a wall there? It's a Pesach.
I say you have to have something that is a wall to...
I have a Rishus, I have three walls.
You don't have three walls, you have two.
I have, and the chater you have three walls.
You have a back wall, and I don't know, you have...
That's the void.
You don't know where
now you're telling me the void.
Before that.
Before the void.
Before the void.
Rashi is saying, I need Pesim. Why do I need Pesim?
It's not that you need Pesim. He says that there won't be the... If you're going to need Pesim to create some kind of a tzur of a wall. There's nothing here at all. There's nothing here.
Because of the mother, anything.
Nothing, no.
Because of the mother, because there is just the chotzer.
Chotzer, both. The rishus, the whole thing. You need a tzur of something. A tzur of a wall, a tzur of a rishus.
They're arguing what's kovei the rishus.
What is kovei the mechitza? What gives the tzur of the mechitza? Now, I'm going to give you a massive nafkamina. I seem to have in my head that the place can discuss this case. I called up some of my friends who learned Eirvin, and they couldn't give me names. But they remember that they told when they learned, they talked about this case. But here, this would seem to be a tremendous nafkamina between these two tzadim. By the way, I have a feeling that the tzad of Rashi, I'm putting myself on a limb now, I don't go through it again, in that long, long Reb Chaim, Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to it, where we talked about Paratz Merub Alayman and all those things, I think Reb Chaim is going to sound very much like this second tzad. But we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, we get there. But here is a massive nafkamina between the two tzadim. Imagine a case of where you have a unmade walls going in a circle. They're going in a circle. And after like two, almost a semicircular kind of a tzura, the walls end. Is that kosher? Or maybe I should ask the question a little differently. I say, is it kosher? Is the Pesach a Keren Zavis? What's the din of the Pesach? Well, that's what I'm talking about over here. Now, there's according to the Chazon Ish, the idea, as I understand it, is that when the wall continues at a line, each space to the next one, you understand the line. When you get to the last wall of this circular structure, the wall really ought to continue like out into space. It's only if you see the reshus as being circular.
No, it just goes straight across. Yeah, straight across.
No, it won't go straight across. That's Karen Zubis. That's
Karen
Zubis.
It's not Karen Zubis. Why is it Karen Zubis?
Enjoy the picture. Give me a piece of paper.
That smallest pit.
And I will show you.
A horseshoe, you mean, right?
No, even this.
Yeah, it goes straight across. What's the problem? Why should it do that?
The only way you can connect it is like this.
Might be tough. Chazanish never stitches it.
Yeah, that's what
you
hold.
Exactly.
So that's like Alexone. That's not going directly along the angle of the wall. This is the case. This is Karen Zavis. I didn't say it. The Pesach can talk about it.
Why would you do Pesach?
I'm telling you why. Because there is no wall. The wall, the next space ought to be over here. You're envisioning a circle. You can, according to us, you don't envision circles. You envision walls. So in this case over here, the only way to do it is to connect the dots. That will have the din of Karen Zavis. That's what Karen Zavis is.
Huh?
But if you learn it, it's Messiah the Rishus, then you'll envision the Pesach as, you know, would be a curvature Pesach, and it would be fine. I don't know the Shiur. I haven't gotten involved in the Shiurim yet, that type of thing. Because as I understand it, the way I'm learning the Rashi now, I understand what makes the envisions the wall to continue is because the walls are Messiah or a domain. So my domain is now circular over here. So that's how I'm going to envision the Hemshech and the Pesach continuing in that way, which is fine. But if you understand that the wall is two walls, the Hemshech between them is the Pesach. And what's amazing over here about this is, as the Chazanish says, you want to now draw a diagonal. They don't do that. That's the Chiddush. So doing this over here is the same thing. You now, according to the way that the walls go, this wall just sort of keep going out into empty space. You now want, the only way to connect it is by drawing a line that goes out of the circular motion. That's the case of Karen Zavis. You're going outside the line of the wall.
No, it's not.
If you've got a pit anywhere in the whole system, you're going to have a problem.
Itself is curved? Obviously.
Why is the wall itself curved?
No, he's saying every time. No, it's
yeah, sure.
Pieces, so it's some sort of like major octagon.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you're seeing it. I would say it's circular.
No, because if the wall
if
is
it's
curved,
circular, then it should continue in the curve. Why should it continue out to a point?
All right, let it be multiagonal, hexagonal, whatever you want. You know, let it whatever it be, whatever it is. Okay, let it be. I don't know what happens with circular. You get the idea. Since according to the Chazon Ish, this is going to be a case of you're going to have to draw the wall balakson. It's going to have a case of Keren Zavis. This is the case of Keren Zavis. And the Gemara later talks about it. Lo Avdi Ishi. We'll get into that. In fact, that is how the Ran understands the reply of Abai. What was Abai's raya? Because he said, we don't draw things that way, Rabbi Yosef. You can't do this. This is not the way. It's unacceptable to envision walls in this manner. But that is apparently how Rabbi Yosef understands things.
So how does Rashi get to Keren Zavis again?
It looks like Kipshuta. You just don't put Pesachim in the corners.
You never have an L-shaped Pesach.
Well, you can't because that's the case of you're just putting the chisaron is you can't have a Pesach in a corner. You don't put
because
Pesach.
Because it's L-shaped or because it can't be in a corner.
Well, a corner is always L-shaped, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I mean, if you have
can have it on the edge right here like this. It's not L-shaped, it's straight, but it's in the corner.
Good question.
You
mean if you had that case, what would you say about that? Yeah, well, we'll talk about
straight.
It. We'll have to wait till Vav Menal. You're right.
I
understand what you're saying.
I understand.
I understand. And so we'll talk about it. I understand.
So
maybe Rashi will work.
Saying that you can't have an L-shaped Pesach.
Maybe. And I don't want to say more because I don't have a raya for it. That's what it seems to be. This is the case.
That you can't have an L-shaped Pesach. And
yeah.
Then in the circular, so it wouldn't be an L-shaped Pesach.
It's not. And because the way I understand it, you just envision the walls continue, and everything continues.
Well, maybe we can't have a broken Pesach. Maybe this advice is not L-shaped, maybe it's broken. It has to be straight.
You mean the very notion that walls can be like this and not like this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
that squeeze question? Could be. I don't know. Okay, that seems to be a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. I see Tosfos as fitting very nicely with the Chazon Ish. We'll have to wait and see. I think the Rashi will fit better with... Yeah, Tosfos understood Rashi Lishi Tosoi. Tosfos understood, of course you connect dots. So of course you're going to draw it at an angle. So Tosfos understood that must be what Rashi means. But I don't think that, I think the solution to Rashi is, as I said, Rashi sees the Pesach like this. The Rishash was putting doors in. I didn't understand what he meant exactly. The Pashtus of the Sugya is we have no doors, we have open space. And that certainly opens up a major kasha, which some of you asked me this morning and yesterday, and I've been struggling with this kasha for a number of days, and I don't have a very mikhecha deichak, I can say, a solution. The rule of walls, as we said before, is at least I'm in ruba laparetz, oimid kaparetz, machlekes. But no matter how you will work this out, at least the individual walls in this sugya have parets ruba loimid. So why over here do we have mechitzas b'chlal? I searched far and wide in all the achronim that I could find. I found nobody asked this question.
He brings down that case. I mean, he doesn't bring it down like in a circle. He brings down like two walls on Zayi, and then the two walls are pointed in ways that are not connected to each other.
Okay, I think he says it's a parakeren zavis. That's another issue. We don't even have an omen aruba. That's another problem. I don't know what he's doing. I have to see the Chazon Ish inside. I don't know. I don't know what he's saying. I think I saw it, and I don't remember what he says. I remember that. That's how I came out of this Chazon Ish. All right. What do we do with this kasha? So that was the second question I asked my friends who learn Erevin, and they just, it's talking about where you have buildings around the Mavoi. I don't know what it helps us. We saw already that's making an Okimta. It doesn't sound like the Okimta is here in the Sugya. And... Let's say, but it's clear that whatever I'm trying to do, I'm trying to build mechitzas for the Mavoi. We talked about the Mavoi having a height of 10. What do I need the height of 10 for? I need it because I want walls. So if I want walls, I need halachic walls. Paretz Merleimet is not halachic walls. So how can we be mati this? Isn't this a problem here? Parts more limit. So I want to suggest a solution. Otherwise, I have no other solution. I want to suggest that the Din Pesach over here is not coming. In other words, let me start with a hakdama. It's a chiddush. First thing is a chiddush I'm about to say. The chisaron of parts merubah lo imed is because when the parts are merubah lo imed, the parts doesn't have a din pesach. I need to give the parts a din pesach to be matir. So it's only through parts ke'imed, I mean, will up ala parts, that I can give the empty space a din pesach. I want to suggest that over here we're talking about where this is a pesach to a chotzer. So the shame pesach to these corners is not coming mikayach the walls of the mavui. It's coming mikayach the walls of the chotzer. Mimela, once the shame pesach is coming from a different source, I understand it's coming from the chotzer, so there's no chisaron over here. It already has a shame pesach. So incorporating that pesach of the chotzer into my mavui, it does not create a problem of parts mavulaymit. The whole chisaron of parts mavulaymit is because it's parts, it's appearance, it's not a pesach. Here, I'm getting the Pesach from a different source. I'm incorporating that Pesach into my Mavui. In such a case, there is no chisaron in my walls being Paretz Mevaloimit. Because the Pesach exists mitzad the Chotzer, not mitzad the Mavui.
You're saying that the Metzias Pesach is not is within the Mavui, it's overlapping?
But that's what it is. This is a Pesach from Mavui into a Chatzar.
So it means the Metzias of the Pesach, where people are actually going in, is lowering the Echus of the parts of
Lowering the Echus? I don't understand.
I'm saying like it's not as much of a problem.
I'm saying that the whole, why do I need parts, I mean, maybe parts, to give the parts a Din Pesach. But here I have the Din Pesach from a different source, from the Chatzar. I'm incorporating this at Pesach into my Mavui. Incorporating into the Mavui. So if I have already a Pesach, I don't need Oymeid to make the Pesach. The Pesach's being made from a different source. Now I don't have a halacha that I need Oymeid Kiparetz. I'm saying that Mikayach Doiches Akushya. I don't understand otherwise. Yes. Yeah?
Okay. Rashi says that's a svar near the
chutzner. That what?
Because it's a pesach for bnei chotzer, not for the mav. So kavan to have it. If I'll read out the words of Rashi.
Were you a daf?
Daf chesam with aleph. Rashi dira matchil near the chutzner.
Yeah.
Long Rashi. Towards
yes.
The middle of it. Afilo achle rav nani ani gefufe li shavi pischa le gabi mavoi. Ki eiche de matchil li pischa le gabi chotzer.
And since it has it made it into a Pesach, it's got to be the Chotzer, who didn't, it's got to be the Mavoi.
Right. But that's only according to the Omar near the strong
thing. I hear. I don't know if that's the Machlekes, though.
That's the way Rashi says presented.
That's cool for the Machlekes, whether one helps for the other. I don't know.
Rashi's a Rashi.
And we don't have to make Abai or Rav Yosef go according to that Mandamar, which is Midas Dov.
All right.
Okay, I hear. I cannot understand why somebody should have been over it. I don't know. You know, it seems to be. There's nothing here about it at all. No discussion about that. No discussion. Why not? We can have Tzuras Pesach. So I couldn't find any of those questions in this sugya.
Where is the sugya?
Test book. Yud Aleph also, huh? Yud Aleph, also, you know.
Definition.
You know, it all swims. It's not like there's a sugi and then you. It all swims everywhere. I'm using the it's a the mechitzas achatz to create the pesach there. Correct. That's right. And now I don't. I it's the chiddush, but that's what I'm saying.
Why is mechitzas achatz different than mechitzas achatz?
Mechitzas ha are different.
That
I'm assuming the chotzer has the oimid meruba. No, that wasn't. It's just an assumption I made. All right, I have exactly a minute and a half left. So let's see if I can. The Chazon Ish suggests many tirutzim to another problem he raises, that at least the way, certainly the way Tosfos draws it, not like Rashi. Rashi, it's a mile in Rashi's pshat, but the way Tosfos draws the picture, we don't seem to have over here a mobi that's dalet al dalet. So, right, the Chazon Ish, there should be a makom potter. The name of makom potter is that it is potter. If it's mitzurif to Rishus HaRab, you can carry from the Rishus HaRab into the makom potter. Mitzurif to Rishus HaYochid, you can do that too. So the problem here is, of course, is if this is a makom potter, why did Chazal make their takana? Now there's the whole takana. That's how I'm asking the question. The whole takana of Mavoi was the Asir Tiltul Shema you're carrying to the Shusa Rabin, but if there's no Iser, so what's the problem? And if this is the Shir Mavoi, according to Rav Yosef, this is the minimum Shir, there's Takano Iser in that case. So the Chayre, it's the Shtikal Tamu.
This is because it's an angle, it doesn't have a full balance width.
Huh?
Why is this one according to thesis?
According to Rashi,
it's cut out.
That's right. According to Tesis, it seems to be an alakson. I want to say a teretz. I mean, the Chazon Ish has a number of teruts and why, you know, a whole bunch of things. I'm going to just throw something out in a totally different angle. The Rashi here asks the kasha. He says in Rav Yosef, "Din tmiyali to be kol mokoyim." We have a later Rav Yosef. I didn't finish. The Abaye's next raya, he makes a statement. Victor Rashba, it really doesn't answer. Because the Lashon is, the Lashon is Mashba, it's Nidin Mishum Mavoy. So the Rashba, he takes a tchak yeshli leimar. The Rav Yosef Moide, the stam of Uay, say, not him, Uay, say, some Ella la Roy, the Pachis Midal Ramas. Ella Shu Choy like Lenin Hadin. In other words, the Rav Yosef was saying, really bad, Sam, I understand, nobody builds a mavoi with only dalat tachas. You know, it's big. Yeah, not such thing. So mina stam, a mavoi is taka dalat ames. But the din is that you have a din mavoi at dalat tvachim. Just throwing out an idea. That, to me, it would seem like this. Rav Yosef could say, that in achinam, the real takana is out to the real mavoi, the real mavoi that people make, which is the way you do it in dalat ames. And that's not a makom potter. But Rav Yosef holds, like we spoke about yesterday, that the shir mavoi can't be dalat ames. Because dalat ames is always a shir in hishtamshus, in a makom that you're mishtamish. A mavoi, he understands the walking, simply walking in a mavoi, is not a makom hishtamshus. So al-karchik, the shir of a mavoi in din, would have to be dalat tvachim. But the takana is being made otu, the case of dalat ames. And otu dalat ames, that's where there would be a problem. And it's not gzera l'gzera, it's kulach ad gzera. I understand it's all one big gzera on the gzeras. So if Yosef understood the shir would have to be in din, hagam, the real case of mavoi is the case of dalat ames. Okay, I had something else, but we'll leave with that. Okay, chaver. Tomorrow we go lighter. I didn't get it right?